tobacco or besides?
Lou?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got caught one time. Me and the brother out in the barn, we got a hold of one day of cigars. Yeah, he come around there, we were out in the cowboy in the back porch. He seen the smoke coming out of the barn. He come out there and caught us and made us come up the sun steps, smoke the whole thing. Got sick of the dog. And the butt, we had to eat it. Never smoked
the dog. Had to eat the butt?
Had to eat the butt, yeah.
What'd he do? He made you chew it up and
swallow it. Well, it ain't nothing different. See, you used to worm it to goats and cows all the time, and the horse would plug it back.
Won't hurt you. All it do is worm you.
That's what I always say about chewing tobacco. It ain't gonna hurt you. Swallow something. Just worm you.
Okay. Did you ever smoke anything else? Take tobacco any other way besides
chewing? I might have tried some corn silk before.
Smoke a cigarette?
No, put it in a corn bag. You know, made it, took an old dried corn cob, piled it out a little bit, took a piece of a straw or something, and stuck in it and used it.
Yeah.
Didn't taste very good.
Danny used to roll his own cigarette.
He did?
Yeah, he used to have some kind of little device. He picked up back in the Depression, and you put the tobacco in there and you put a piece of paper on there and you pull that crank down and roll the cigarette.
Yeah.
He used to roll his own with that thing. And he used to use the sack, you know, lick it, make it on.
The kind of birds you had here, they could see in the dark, you know, they used to...
Bats?
Yeah.
You know, and owls? Hoot owls?
Hoot owls and
screech owls.
Yeah. And did you have that bird that would always be pecking on the trees?
Red-headed woodpeckers?
Yeah.
What they call them, yellow-bellied sapsuckers, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about the big one that got about the size of a chicken, half-grown chicken? You ever see that?
Well, I think I have a red-headed woodpecker.
Okay.
The biggest one I know of.
But, Any folks ever be compared to woodpeckers? You ever hear that used?
A peckerhead?
Yeah.
No?
Okay.
Unless they were redheads, you call them redheaded woodpeckers or something like that.
What about the kind of animals that come and raid, getting chicken houses? When you were coming up.
Yeah, possums were bad about that. And chicken snakes, most of possums, coons, very seldom, most of possums.
What about that black and white animal that comes getting there? Do you have it?
Black and white.
Smell bad?
Yellow? Skunk? Oh yeah, every once in a while. That was bad.
Do you have a name for them? Your daddy'd say, I'm gonna get me a gun and go kill him.
Yeah, what do you call him?
Pesky animals that would ball them all the time?
Yeah, pests. Rodents. Varmints, that's what you have.
Now, the kind of seafood you get here, you eat a lot of what?
They eat a lot of shrimp, crabs, fish, a lot of fish mostly, and oysters.
Uh-huh.
About getting your flounder, you know, fish.
When you're out around a pond, what about saltwater fish you get here?
What type of fish? Saltwater?
Yeah.
Well, you got your flounders, your croakers, your speckled trout, your sand trout, your gaff type catfish.
You ever go fishing for flounder at night?
Yeah, I gig them at night.
Mm-hmm. I never could get the hang of that. I've got that trout all the time.
I take my flat bottom and my boat out here in the lake in the fall when I start. And I go around the edge, pole with my gig, the lantern.
Yeah.
I don't even get out in the water. And spot them from my boat, so gigging. And I fill up two ice chests and in between dark and 12 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And the year before last, I got so many, I started selling them to seafood places. I was getting 98 cents a pound for them, like the wood.
Like, you mean without food?
Mm-hmm.
That's
good. Oh, well, the way I do it, you know, I fill up my freezer, my dad's freezer, and my brother's, and whatever comes up next. I do it mostly for the fun of it, the challenge, because, you know, going out there on that lake at night, that's not what you call a common man's sport, you know.
No.
I like sports that's kind of daring or kind of risky.
Yeah.
And that's one of them that is.
What do you take the sea with?
Mm-hmm.
You ever get a